Canto 8, Chapter 4. Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Sri Shuka said, "Thereafter, when Gajendra was freed, the gods, the rishis, and the heavenly singers headed by Brahma and Shiva showered flowers to praise that accomplishment of the Lord. The sky vibrated because of the kettle drums, the Gandharvas sang and danced, and the saints, the venerable souls and perfected souls, offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That very moment, the crocodile assumed the most wonderful form of Huhu, the best of the Gandharvas, who, now that he was freed from a curse pronounced by sage Devala, with his head bowed down, began to offer his obeisances to the Supreme Eternal Master hailed in the verses, and thereafter chanted the glories of his transcendental pastimes and qualities. Enjoying the Lord's grace, he circumambulated him while offering his respects, whereupon he, being freed from all sin, before the eyes of everyone returned to his abode. Gajendra was, because of the touch of the Supreme Lord, instantly freed from the ignorance of his state of bondage, and acquired the form of the Lord with four arms and yellow garments. In his former life, he had been born as the best of Dravida Desha, the king of Pandya. Known as Indrajumna, he swore by Vishnu as his ultimate refuge. In that life, he, when the time to do penance had arrived, with the greatest care had taken the vow of silence and performed, with matted locks, his austerities in Kulachala, the Malaya hills, where he had his ashrama. One day, worshipping the infallible Lord, he was immersed in his love for the Supreme Controller. The renowned Agastya, surrounded by his disciples, then on his own initiative, arrived there and saw him sitting silently alone in meditation, without offering him a respectful welcome. The rishi got very angry about it. He then cursed him by saying, "This degraded soul, so unfriendly and indifferent of mind, despises me as a Brahmin. May he enter darkness as a dull-minded elephant." Sri Shuka said, "After thus condemning him, the so very powerful Agastya departed together with his associates, O king, leaving Indrajumna thinking that to be cursed as a king because of his past deeds was his fate. When he got born as an elephant, the remembrance of his identity was lost, but because he worshipped the Lord by offering prayers, he nevertheless in that elephant's body managed to remember his past devotion. After the Lord of the Lotus Navel thus had delivered the king of the elephants, and he, for his wonderful deeds, was praised by the Gandharvas, the perfected souls and the sages, he, after first having given a declaration, returned to his heavenly abode, sitting on the back of Garuda, in the company of him, Indrajumna, who was awarded the position of being his associate. What I have described to you, O great king, concerning the belief in Lord Krishna that delivered King Gajendra, promotes those who hear about it to the heavenly spheres and increases their reputation. It takes away the darkness of the immorality of Kali Yuga and puts an end to bad dreams, O best of the Kurus. In order to find peace in the morning after waking up from unpleasant dreams, twice-born souls who are motivated for this blessing rise early, purify themselves and faithfully chant this story. This is what the all-pervading great Lord, being pleased, in the presence of everyone said to Gajendra, O best of the Kuru dynasty. The Supreme Lord said, "They will be delivered from all their worries who, when they get up at the end of the night, by carefully concentrating their minds, remember my forms, the forms of me and you, the forms of the lake, this hill, these caves and gardens, those of the cane and the bamboos, the groups of trees, these peaks, and the abodes of me, as also those of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, this ocean of milk, this white island with its brilliant luster so dear to me, my Srivatsa mark, Kashtuba jewel, garland, Komodaki club, Sudarshana disc and Panchajanya conch, Garuda, Ananta Shesha, my subtle plenary portion, the goddess of fortune, all who depend on me, Lord Brahma, Narada Rishi, Shiva and Prahlada, my Matsya incarnation, Kurma, Varaha, the other avatars, and the countless number of all my auspicious deeds, the deities of the sun, the moon and the fire, the Omkara mantra, the absolute truth, and that what is not manifest of the universe, the cows, the Brahmins, the eternal Dharma, the daughters of Daksha, the dutiful wives of the moon god and Kashyapa, as also the Ganges, the Sarasvati, the Nanda and the Yamuna, Airavata, Indra's elephant, Dhruva, the seven so very pious sages and the human beings. My best one, they who offer me prayers this way when they rise at the end of the night, I will grant the eternal destination when they expire their last breath. Sri Shuka said, after having declared this, Rishikesha, to the pleasure of the host of demigods, blew on his conch, the best one of the sea, and climbed on the back of Garuda.